World News from the BBC. Peace talks intended to help end the conflict in Ethiopia that were set to begin this weekend may now not go ahead after a key mediator, the former Kenyan president, said he would not attend. Uhuru Kenyatta cited conflict in his schedule. The African Union had invited the Ethiopian government and Tigrayan rebels to attend the meeting in South Africa. A US university and its affiliated hospitals have reached a $165 million settlement with dozens of women who accused a former gynecologist of sexual abuse and misconduct. The doctor, Robert Haddon, lost his medical license after being convicted of forcible touching and sexual abuse in 2016. An explosion at a petrol station has killed at least three people in County Donegal in Ireland. Several others are being treated for injuries. The service station and nearby buildings were severely damaged. Our Ireland correspondent is Chris Page.
The blast triggered a wave of devastation and desperation. Local people hurried to what was left of the petrol station. Some drove tractors to start removing the debris. A Coast Guard helicopter arrived to help to airlift the injured to hospital. Paramedics and firefighters from Northern Ireland came across the border to join their colleagues in the Irish Republic in the operation. They searched through the remains of flats which were above the garage shop and largely collapsed. There were reports that several people who were trapped managed to make contact with the emergency services, but it still isn't clear how many are missing.
The Women's Rugby World Cup is underway in New Zealand with a triple header at Auckland's Eden Park Stadium. France beat South Africa in the opening match. Fiji are now taking on the pre-tournament favourite England. The defending champions, New Zealand, will play neighbours Australia in the final match of the day. That's the BBC News.